Good, good, good. If you could open your Bibles, please, to Genesis chapter 41. Genesis 41. Chapter 41. As many of you know, next Sunday will be my last Sunday here. I'm going to miss all of you guys. I had a great summer here. But I am looking forward to my last 2 weeks here in Arizona. Because to me, those last 2 weeks will be a vacation for me. It's been a very busy summer for me, just working. I was working a graveyard shift, security for a while, and that really messed up my schedule. Then I had to come over here, do some things at the church, whatever pastor wanted me to do. So it was, I was very, very busy, but things are starting to calm down a bit, so I'm happy for that. I hope you all had a good morning. I know I did. I rode the bus today with Mr. Kaufman and Andrew, and we had a great time. We had 16 riders today. So that's always a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to see the kids, go pick up the bus kids and them. A lot of them, we don't even have to knock on their doors. They just hear the bus and they come running out their doors. And they're excited to come to bus, to ride the bus and come to church. So that's always a blessing. Amen. Genesis chapter 41. Genesis chapter 41. Let me go back a little bit so we can just have a reminder. I know a lot of us in here, we're in different levels when it comes to knowing the Bible. So a lot of us are more advanced. A lot of us don't know much. So I got to work with, you know, a lot of different, like I said, different levels here. Some of you guys might even know more Bible than me, and that's totally okay. I don't mind that. But like I said, we're all in different spots here when it comes to knowing this story of Joseph. So we start off like I said last Sunday, Joseph, a 17-year-old boy, 17-year-old teenager, a young man, 17 years old, starts having these dreams, right? That one day he would be someone important and his own family, his own brothers, mother and father, would be kneeling down before him. A 17-year-old boy, the favorite out of 12 other brothers. Now, Pastor said it, he was betrayed by his own brothers. Joseph would... would be kneeling down before him. His brothers didn't like him, of course. They thought he was crazy. And they ended up betraying him. They threw him in a pit. And they sell their own brother to the Ishmaelites. And the Ishmaelites take Joseph to Egypt. And they sell him to Potiphar. They sell him to Potiphar. Then Potiphar sees the potential that Joseph has. He sees that he's doing a great job there at his house, and he raises him up and he puts him in charge of his whole house, the Bible says. So Joseph, betrayed by his brothers, sold into Egypt as a slave to Potiphar. Potiphar sees that he's doing a wonderful job at his house, raises him, gives him a higher position in his own house, puts him in charge of everything in his house. Everything's going good. Joseph's doing his job. Then Potiphar's wife casts her eyes upon Joseph. Joseph was a handsome young man. She wanted to sleep with Joseph. She tried getting Joseph to sleep with her. But he resisted. He denied her. He denied his flesh. He decided to obey God instead. The Bible says that one day Joseph goes into the house when nobody was there. It was just Joseph and Potiphar's wife. Potiphar's wife grabs him by his clothes and tells him, "Sleep with me." He then runs off. Potiphar's wife stays with a piece of his garment. She then falsely accuses Joseph of Joseph trying to sleep with her. In other words, rape her, accuses him falsely of rape. Potiphar hears of this. Potiphar is mad. He believes his wife and he throws Joseph into prison. Joseph is now in prison. Falsely accused of rape, something he did not do, and he's in prison. The guard there, in charge of all the prisoners, sees Joseph. He sees that the Lord's with him, that the Lord blesses him in everything he does, and he then puts him in charge of all the other prisoners in the prison. One day, we have the chief butler coming to the prison, and the chief baker coming to the prison. These two guys worked for Pharaoh. Pharaoh was mad at them. He threw them in prison. The chief butler and the chief baker both have dreams. And there's this, and they have this dream that, and both of them are similar, but only one of them dies and the other one survives. I believe it was the chief butler that survived. He had this dream that 3 days later, Pharaoh would restore his position again as the chief butler in his palace. But for the chief baker, it wasn't like that. 3 days later, the chief baker's dream meant that he would be hung by a tree and birds would be picking at his flesh. And that's exactly what happened. 3 days later, the chief butler gets his position back, working for Pharaoh, and the chief baker is now killed 3 days later. Now, during that process, Joseph tells the chief butler, please, when you get out of prison, tell them that I'm in here for no reason. I didn't do anything. Please remember me when you get out. The chief butler gets out. He's happy. He's not in prison no more. But he forgot about Joseph. He forgets about Joseph. 2 years later, so you got to understand, Joseph was now in prison for no reason, falsely accused of rape, for 2 years for something he did not do. It was not true. Just imagine that. He had to wait 2 full years. And then Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, has his own dream. He has two dreams. And the Bible says that Pharaoh is not comfortable with these two dreams. He's not comfortable and he's starting to worry. He doesn't know what they mean. So Pharaoh, being the powerful man that he is in Egypt, decides to call the wisest men of Egypt, all the magicians, and he asks them, I need you guys to help me interpret this dream. I don't know what it means. They try to help him, that nobody could interpret his dream. But the chief butler was there. You remember who the chief butler was? The man that was in prison with Joseph 2 years ago. The Bible says that he now remembers about Joseph, of a young man that helped him interpret his dream and the chief baker's dream. The chief butler tells Pharaoh about Joseph, and then Pharaoh calls in Joseph. And now Joseph has an opportunity to get out of prison. And we see here in Genesis chapter 41 that the butler, chief butler, finally remembers about Joseph and how he had helped him interpret his dream back when he was in prison. Like I said, Pharaoh then calls him in and interprets Pharaoh's dream. Pharaoh's dream was basically saying that there would be 7 prosperous years of food in all the land of Egypt, and then there would be 7 years of famine. Now, because of time, I won't be going through all the verses and all the chapters. There's still, the story still continues from Genesis 40, 41 all the way to Genesis 50. So because of time, I won't be reading all the verses. I'll just be going, trying to go as fast as possible. Joseph then tells Pharaoh what he needs to do. Joseph is a very wise man. The Lord had blessed him with wisdom. And that is to find a man that can lead through these important 14 years. And Pharaoh is then just amazed. He's blown away at Joseph's wisdom and sees that the Spirit of God is with Joseph. And if you keep on reading, it says, Pharaoh then promotes him to the highest rank there is and becomes second in command in all of Egypt. With Pharaoh being the only one above Joseph. And he gives Joseph the power to do what he needs to do, whatever he wants to do. He then gives Joseph a wife, and all of this happens to Joseph at the age of 30. So let's hold on here. Remember in the beginning, 17-year-old teenager, 17-year-old boy was having these dreams that one day he would become someone important. He would have a high position in his life. But he had to wait until he was 30 years old for that to happen. But in between that time frame, of, I believe, 13 years, is it? 14, around there? 13 years? He had to go through trials in his life, through tests in his life. What was that first test we talked about last week? And I just remind you again this morning. What had to happen to him first? Something terrible had to happen. Can someone raise their hand and tell me? Yes. Yes, there you go. Number one, he was betrayed by his own brothers. He was betrayed by his own brothers. Then number two, what else did he have to go through after that? Can someone raise their hand and tell me, please? Number one, he was betrayed by his own brothers. What was the second thing? Yes, Mr. Dahlman? Yes, sir. His integrity was tested. And he was falsely accused of something he did not do. Even though he could have easily slept with Potiphar's wife. Because the Bible's clear. It says that nobody was in the house when he was tempted like that. Now remember, Potiphar was a very powerful man. And he had, I'm pretty sure he had one of the most beautiful wives in all of Egypt. A man with that power and that rank in Egypt, he had to have a very beautiful wife. And Joseph was tempted of this. Nobody was in the house. He was in there alone. But he still decided to do what was right before God's eyes. That was number two. And what's number three? What did he have to do after he was falsely accused and thrown into prison? Can anyone tell me this morning? Yes? Exactly. Correct. He had to wait 2 years. Now, for me, that's a long time. I'm a very impatient person. When I hear 2 years, for me, that's a long time. Especially being thrown into jail. And he doesn't know when it's going to end. He doesn't know. It's all by faith. He doesn't know that in 2 years he's getting out. It could have been 2 years. In his head, it could have been 10 years or his whole life. But the Bible says for 2 years, he had to wait in jail. But let me tell you something, folks. Sometimes we're just in life, we're just thrown into a position like that where you just don't know what's going to happen next and you just have to wait. Joseph had to wait 2 years. And that time period where you're just sitting down and you're waiting and you're having problems in your life and there's nothing you can do about it, all you can do is give it to God, all you have to do is wait. Let me tell you something. God, in those 2 years, God was working. Joseph probably couldn't see it. He could not see it at all. All he could see was a prison cell. He was in prison. But in those 2 years, God was working. He was working it all out. Behind the scenes, God was doing everything. He was putting everything into place to prepare for that perfect moment when Pharaoh would finally have that dream and the chief butler would remember that man Joseph that interpreted his dream. And the time came perfect. Pharaoh had his dream. He called all his wisest men. They couldn't help him. He called the magicians. They couldn't help him. The chief butler that remembers, I remember of a young man named Joseph. But two years later. But God was working in all of that. He was working. God works in mysterious ways, folks. He works in mysterious ways. And let's keep on going. Like I said, Pharaoh then promotes him to the highest rank, like we said. Remember the dream he had when he was 17? That he would be at a high position? It finally happened at the age of 30. He promotes him second in command. As soon as Joseph gets this position, like the wise man that he is, he then collects food from all over Egypt for 7 years. In those seven prosperous years, like the dream that God had told Pharaoh about, that for 7 years, the land would be prosperous, and for seven more years, there would be a famine. In those first seven years, Joseph begins to collect food, corn, all this stuff. And for the next 7 years, everyone comes crying to Pharaoh for food. Because remember the dream that God put into Pharaoh? That there, for the last 7 years, there would be a famine. People were running out of food. They didn't have anything to eat. So they all went to Pharaoh. And what does Pharaoh say? Don't come to me. Go to Joseph. He throws them all to Joseph. Joseph is in charge now. I'm Pharaoh. I'm living in the palace. You guys go to Joseph. He put Joseph in charge. So everyone starts coming to Joseph. And not just from Egypt, but all everywhere. The Bible says from different countries they came because the famine was everywhere. So everybody was coming to Joseph. And then we'll go to Genesis chapter 42. We see there in the beginning of the chapter that Joseph's brothers go to Egypt to buy food. And then let's go ahead and jump to verse 6. We'll just read verse 6 from Genesis chapter 41. The Bible says this in verse 6. And behold. Give me a sec here. The Bible says in verse 6. And Joseph was the governor over the land. And he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers brethren came and bowed down themselves before him. Before who? Before Joseph, with their faces to the earth. Here we finally see his brothers had no food back in their land, and they had to go to Egypt to where Joseph, their younger brother, was. That, remember that younger brother they threw into the pit? The younger brother they were jealous of? They threw him into the pit, and then they sold him as a slave to the Ishmaelites. Remember? Those were the same brothers. They came before Joseph, and the Bible says they bowed down before him. Remember that dream he had when he was 17 years old? That one day he would have a very high position, and that he would have his own brothers and father and mother bowing down before him? It's finally happening, folks. You know, it was going to happen. That dream was going to happen. Maybe not the way Joseph expected it to happen. It was still going to happen. It just had to happen God's way. God had a... Sometimes in life, we think we have, you know, okay, we're going to go down this path. We make our own list. Okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get married at this age, and I'm going to have a wonderful marriage. I'm going to have this many kids. I'm going to get this job. I'm going to make this much money. We make our own list sometimes of what we're going to do in life. I'm pretty sure Joseph had something like that. And man, I'm having he has something in mind like that. He's like, man, I'm having these dreams. I'm going to become important one day. My own family is going to be bowing down before me. And you know, he had his own perfect list. It's going to go down like this. But God had another path. It was still the same dream, the same destination, but God had to do it his way. God wanted to do it his way. And let me tell you something, folks. God's way was better. Maybe Joseph didn't see that, but God's way was way better. Yes, he was betrayed by his own brothers. Yes, he was accused falsely of rape and had to be tested of his integrity. And yes, he had to wait 2 years in prison. But God wanted it that way. He wanted it that way. God blessed Joseph that way. And sometimes in our lives, you know, things happen unexpectedly. Joseph didn't expect his own brothers to sell him as a slave. He didn't expect that. He didn't expect to get falsely accused like the way he did. He didn't expect that. And sometimes in our lives, things come in our journey to whatever God has for us, whatever plan God has for us. Sometimes things will come along the way in our lives. You know, sometimes I don't know what problem we, each and every one of us here are in different seasons in life. Some of us right now could be in a wonderful time. You're having a great time. Everything's going good with your family, your job. And then there's some of us where it's maybe not going too good. And there's different seasons. That happens. That's part of life. But at the end of the day, if you decide to trust God the way Joseph did, Joseph was still faithful to God, even though all these things happened to him. If you decide to do that, you know, the Lord's just going to bless. And like I said, we're all in different seasons of life. But God still has a wonderful plan for you. He still loves you. The Bible says, if we would have read through the verses, the Bible's clear. It says the Lord was with Joseph. Every time something bad happened to Joseph, the Bible says the Lord was with Joseph. Let me remind you this morning, this Sunday school hour, that the Lord is with you. It doesn't matter what you're going through, what season, whether it's good or bad, the Lord is with you. And that pain, whatever pain you have, whatever you're going through, it has a purpose. There's different seasons in life. And you just got to trust God and you got to go through it. You can't be worried about everything. Imagine that. I'm somebody that I struggle, I'll be honest, I struggle with anxiety a lot. I worry a lot. But I can't stay like that my whole life. I'm going to ruin myself. I just got to give it to God sometimes, whatever it is. Imagine that every one of us has problems in life. It happens. It's part of life. You just got to give it to God. Joseph had these problems in life. A young man at the age of 17, betrayed by his own brothers, sold as a slave, later falsely accused, and then he had to wait 2 years in prison. He had to give it to God. He had no control over that. Remember what I said last Sunday. If it's a bad or good thing, God can make something good out of it. It doesn't matter, folks. It doesn't matter. And let's keep on going down. We're not gonna go through all the chapters and all the verses because of time. I'm already running out of time. Whenever you have time, you go ahead and read it. But if you read, you'll be able to see that Joseph runs a few tests. He sees his brothers come. They come before him. They bow down to him. His brothers don't know that it's Joseph, but Joseph knows that it's his brothers. He knows. And Joseph, he runs a few tests on his brothers. Like I said, because of time, we won't read through that. But Joseph finally reveals himself to his brothers. Let's go to Genesis chapter 45. Genesis 45. I'll go ahead and read it. We'll read Genesis chapter 45, verses 1 through 6. The Bible says this: Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried. Here we see Joseph crying, the Bible says. Cause every man to go out from me, and there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren, and he wept aloud. And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, Come near me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. The Bible says that Joseph wept out loud, that even the Egyptians, everyone around him, Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh, heard him cry. Everyone heard him cry. Could you imagine all that pain that Joseph remembered in that moment? Like I just said a few minutes ago, when he had been betrayed by his own brothers, falsely accused, had to wait in prison for 2 years for no reason. Imagine that, folks. But it was all part of the process. It had to happen that way, folks. It just had to happen. In order, like that dream he had when he was 17 years old, in order for that dream to be completed, he needed to go through that pain. Like I said, that pain that he went through all those years had a purpose. And let me remind you this morning, like I told you before, anyone experiencing pain, like I said, we're all in different seasons of life. Anyone experiencing any type of certain pain, it's part of the process. Let me remind you again, it's part of the process. God had to let that happen in Joseph's life, in order to prepare him what he had in store for him. And that was to rule, to be second in command over all Egypt. One of the second most powerful men in the world, I would say. Very important position. Joseph finally sends his brothers back to their father so they can go tell his father that he is alive. Because remember, his brothers had lied to his father saying that a beast ate him, killed him. So he sends his brothers back. Joseph finally sees his father after not being able to see him, and he gives his brothers the best land in Egypt. So his brothers come back with his father. Joseph is in charge. Remember, he's a powerful man. He gives his family the best land in Egypt. After a while, Joseph's father gets sick and passes away. And then we'll go ahead and jump to verse 50. Like I said, because of time, I have to rush a little bit. Let's go to Genesis chapter 50. Genesis 50. His father gets sick, and then in Genesis 50, his father passes away. Joseph's brothers are now scared. Now that Joseph's father has passed away, his brothers are now scared of Joseph because they don't know what Joseph is going to do with them. They remember all the evil deeds they did towards their own brother. So they start to fear Joseph. Joseph is now a powerful man. And they're saying, man, probably Joseph is going to want to have revenge on us. But the Bible said that his brothers throw himself before their knees, before him on their knees and tell Joseph that they will be his servants. Like I said, they were scared of Joseph now that their father had passed away. Joseph then tells them not to fear because he is where God wanted him to be. Joseph later on understood that that's the way God wanted it to happen. Like I said, each and every one of us are in different seasons of our life. And I know there's problems in your life. We all have problems. Some of us have smaller problems. Some of us have bigger problems. But let me remind you, God is in control. It doesn't matter the size of the problem. If he let it happen, it had to happen that way. God is still in control. Let me say that again. God is still in control. If it had to happen that way, it just had to happen that way. That's the way God wanted it to happen. Joseph never knew that it had to take this much for that dream that he had when he was 17 years old to become true. But God knew the pieces. God knew the pieces of the puzzles he needed to complete this story of Joseph. And let me tell you something, folks. For me, it's a complete masterpiece. I think it's a beautiful story that we can learn from. Just the different life lessons, the different seasons that Joseph went through, he had to go through that in order to get to the palace, to get to that high position that God wanted him to be. Now, let me ask you this question this Sunday school hour. What season of life are you in that God is trying to work in your life? When God let those things happen to Joseph, he was working on Joseph. He was preparing him for that work, for that important job that he would have at the age of 30. Joseph couldn't see it. All he knew is that he had a wonderful dream, but everything was going the opposite of the way he thought that the dream was going to go. He just knew that he was going to be at a top position one day and that his brothers and his own family would be bowing down before him. And like I said, we all have problems in our life right now, but God sometimes lets that happen because he wants us to see what we need to work on. Like I said, this Sunday school hour this morning, what has God allowed? Because God is still in control, amen? That's why I say allowed. What has God allowed in your life to happen? Whether it be your friends, relationships, family, your children. What has God allowed to happen that has probably caused pain in your life for you to seek him and go to him and learn what you need to do to better yourself, to work on yourself? Like I said, God allows pain. He allows that, but it has a purpose. And it's not for bad, folks. It's not for bad at all. It's for good. What season of life are you going in that God is trying to work in your life? Are you trusting him or are you taking it all on yourself? I've been in positions where I have problems in my life and sometimes I want to do it my way. You know, I'm so hurt that I want to do it my way and I think I'm going to do it the right way. Doing it our way, folks, getting away from the Bible, from prayer, from church, getting away from all the good things that are actually going to help, that's not going to help you. You won't be able to do it your way, but if you just trust in the process that God is doing in your life, it's going to go well. We see here in the story of Joseph. He had to be betrayed. It just had to happen. He had to get falsely accused. It just had to happen. He had to wait 2 years in prison for no reason. It just had to happen that way. But at the end of the story, it's beautiful. He becomes second in command of all Egypt. Second in command, folks. Nobody higher than him. Only Pharaoh. That's the only person. And he becomes a very powerful man. And his dream finally comes true at the age of 30. That dream that he had when he was 17, it becomes true at the age of 30. What is God working in your life this morning? What has God allowed in your life to happen? Are you being vigilant? Are you being watchful? God is speaking to you. He wants to speak to you. God still speaks, amen? He does, folks. But But a lot of the times we just push away and we try to take on all the problems. All the problems. There's a beautiful ending to your story. You just don't see it right now. But if you trust God through the process, if you trust in Him, there's going to be a beautiful ending. Because God is good. He, like I said, He can take something good and make it amazing. And then He can take something bad and still make it amazing. Because God is good. That's who God is. And that is the end of Joseph's story. At the age of 17, has dreams that he would become something very important one day in his life. He goes through these problems in life. Like I said, these life lessons that had to happen in order to get to the palace, that position that God had in store for him. And I'll go ahead and leave you with this, folks, one more time. What is God trying to say to you in your life? We all go through problems. We all do. That's just part of life. But are you being vigilant? Are you watching? Are you hearing what God wants to show you and teach you? Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes.